brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back. Now already into hour number two, DV Kid, legendary fighter against the New World Order, will be joining us for the first time. For many years, I never knew how to get a hold of her, and she's now moved to Texas. I met her in person out at the fight against the toll roads and the animal ID and the tracking system just a few weeks ago. So she'll be coming on with us. I'm going to play a clip, too. All over the country, they're putting in this thing called the Raptor system. One of my folks that works here has got family that without Westlake, and they've got, yeah, sure, I'll take some coffee, thanks. I just come up to the window and ask me if I want a coffee. You have to have an ID, you have to scan when you go in to get your kids, it's a prison. This is going in under federal funds nationwide to train you. Of course, meanwhile, statistically, there are more pedophiles and on the inside and people that want to abuse children, that's what they gravitate towards in the school, so it's to make sure you're locked up with the out-of-control jail guards in the asylum, training you about that separation from your family. We also talked about KSM confessing to things that didn't even exist before he was and after he was arrested. KSM has confessed to attacking a bank founded after his arrest, and I'm telling you, the entire media is not buying it, except for a few controlled organs. It's just no one's buying it. Major polls, 74% to 80%, depending on the poll, aren't buying it. It's just a complete joke. Robert Baer, former top CIA analyst, writing for Time Magazine, says it's a complete fraud. Again, that's all up on prisonplanet.com. Really important article Paul Joseph Watson put together. KSM confessed to attacking bank founded after his arrest. Get this, and get this out to everybody, folks. It is so vitally important, this particular story is. Before we go to DV Kid here in the next segment, I would like to encourage all of you, the listeners to this show, I say this every couple of hours. I mean, it's really important. I don't know if it sinks in. We need your support. We can do a lot more with your support. Our currency here is the info war. That's what we wish to attain. And we're able to further the info war and our effectiveness through you getting the films and making copies of them and getting them out to people and becoming more informed yourself, and then through that support, it's a feedback loop, we're then able to make even better films and do better websites and put out more material and be more effective in the future. These are great films. I mean, you really need these. These documentaries need to be in your library. You need to have them. Iraq for Sale, The War Profiteers, Aftermath, Unanswered Questions from 9/11, 9/11 Press for Truth, and American Blackout are four new films we just added to the online video and bookstore shopping cart at Infowars.com. You can get my new film, Terror Storm, the history of government-sponsored terror, over 3 hours with the 68 minutes of extras. Incredible film. I don't have time to go into all the stuff it covers. It just gets into all of it. The history of terror, 9/11, 7/7, the torture news, the fake news, the billions in fake news, the fake reporters. It's really an important film. The idiocy of the neocons, the liberals as well, it's all exposed. It's my best film to date. Terror Storm, get it. 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to call as well. Again, that's Infowars.com or 1-888-253-3139. And that's how you support us, is by getting the books, the videos. You can also write to us at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And be sure and visit the site at least, monthly and peruse the secure, safe shopping cart. And look at some of the items there and get some. Don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv as well. See it all online right now. We'll be right back with DV Kid right here on GCN.
It's
cheer after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number two. And I tell you, it's really great to have D.B. Kidd with us today. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I want to play a clip. We're going to be talking about RFID, the tracker chips, the Trans-Texas Corridor, the North American Union. I want to play a clip of this Raptor system where the schools are prisons and the parents have to be scanned in and their IDs run just to get into the school, period. And we're going to break down what's really behind that. But good news, Texas House of Representatives defies the governor over mandatory Gardasil vaccine. The Texas House of Representatives voted 118-23 on March 14th, just a couple days ago, in favor of a bill that would remove the Gardasil human papillomavirus from the list of shots required for school attendance. But see, that's a fraud, too. It's only the recommended vaccines, then the schools lie and say it's the law. It's nothing but a regulation. There's no law. That's why they have to, quote, give you a waiver. That itself is meant to acclimate you and train you to give it the illusion of law. It's all color of law. It's all agreement. It's all contract agreement. Like when you sign your kid up, they're having you sign contracts. It's unbelievable. Let's go to DV Kid. DV, it is a real honor to have you on with us.
Well, it's nice to talk to you again.
It was great to meet you in person. For those that don't know who you are, been hiding under a rock, just kind of give us a thumbnail sketch about DV Kid, how you woke up, some of the big projects you've done, some of the victories you've had, and what you're working on right now.
I'm just like millions of other Americans who one day had something brought to their attention, and in my case, 17 years ago, it was a book about the Federal Reserve, and I just happened to be at the big book signing from one of my books down in L.A., and I read this about the Federal Reserve, and I said, well, that can't be right. So when I got back to Denver, I went down to the Federal Reserve, and I got their materials and made a few phone calls to friends that I knew were politically active. And the next thing I know, here I am 17 years later, and in some regards wish I didn't know what I know, but, of course, I'm one of those people who would rather know. But it's been a long 17 years of learning and unlearning and, you know, to coming to the realization that I've been lied to my entire life by every politician who's been in office. And, you know, as we sit here today, Alex, America's dying by a thousand cuts every single day. We are in such serious trouble. And the plan, by I call them the masters of the game, has been diabolically brilliant. And, you know, my new column that went up, what's today, Friday? Yeah, went up today on the vaccine here in the state of Texas, and I was at the rally, and that's where I was able to finally meet you. It is putrid. I never had to go through this garbage when my daughter was growing up. I had her get polio, diphtheria, and smallpox, and that was it. Nobody ever said another word. But I feel sorry for parents today that have small children and what they're being forced to go through to get their children, well, I don't say educated. But unless there's a huge backlash by the parents in this country, it's only going to get worse. And I'll tell you where this all started. It started with a group, I call them hens, called Women in Government. It's one of the most evil organizations in this country, and it's made up of all of these featherheads that managed to get themselves elected to public office. And they think up all this nanny mother government garbage for the children. And that's where all of this, these vaccines and all this crazy garbage is coming from, is from these stupid airhead women serving in public office.
Who are used as front groups to give it the look of a local grassroots campaign. They call it Rent-A-Mob. But let's go back to the Federal Reserve and talk about the successes you've had.
Well,
DV Kid, just one example. I interviewed Joe Bannister back in, I guess it was 1999, first video interview he did, weeks after he went public. But 2 years before that, he was listening in the Bay Area there in Oakland to DV Kid on one of the biggest talk shows in California, and he heard her calmly going over the facts of the Federal Reserve being private, the income tax being voluntary. He thought, this is nuts, but he respected the host. He said, I'll go research it. 2 years later, he found it was all true. He went public. They tried to indict him. They took him to trial. The jury found him not guilty. And a huge victory there. That's an example of how she planted seeds. People checked into it, just like, you know, decades ago, she's at a book fair. Here's something. She doesn't believe it. She goes and checks it out. She finds it. I mean, when I tell you they're grabbing little kids in New York and giving them drug trials and pesticides till they die, I mean, that really is happening. I want you to go, not just say, oh, yeah, right. I want you to go find out the government's murdering little kids. I want you to find out Dyncorp and Halliburton run giant child kidnapping rings. I want you to find out this is real, folks, because I'm risking my life. DV Kid's risking her life to tell you this. And listen, this is true. But don't you believe me. You go check it out. I want you to find out it's true and then to decide. Are you just going to sit around while this is going on? DV, talk about some of your successes, because you've had a huge effect. And then tell us about some of the websites you write for.
Yeah, after I found out about, after I did about a year's worth of research, and I stumbled upon people like Eustace Mullins and Bill Benson and people I'd never heard of. And so I did all of this research, and I sat down, or actually laid in bed at night after Bill Clinton was allegedly elected the first time. And I said, there has to be some way to get this information out. So I wrote my Bankrupt America booklet in my head. Sat down the next day, put it into a word processor. The Lord provided me with a donor out of the clear blue. This is the honest to God truth. I put out a letter to some friends, I don't know, about 100 people I knew. And I said, you know, I wrote this little booklet. It's perfect on the Federal Reserve, but I need some money to get the first 5,000 printed. And the very next day, I got a phone call from a caretaker of a man who lived in Grand Junction, Colorado. I lived in Lakewood at the time, which is a suburb of Denver, because my husband's a retired Army colonel. This man came down the next day at the five-hour drive with a box full of gold coins that totaled $40,000. And I traded him for all of the printing for the next few years with my printer. But the first 5,000 booklets were gone in a heartbeat. And at the same time, I had all of my volunteers. I called all these people. We went down. We picketed the Federal Reserve from January to September of 1993, gathered almost 2 million signatures, took them to Washington, D.C., had a big rally, about 5,000 people, September 29th, 1993. Then, of course, as time goes by, you know, the booklets are going, you know, people are getting them and getting them and getting them out. And Joe Bannister.
And that was billions to the bankers, right?
No, it's Why a Bankrupt America. That was the title.
Okay, I always, but somewhere it says billions for the bankers. I just get that in my head from seeing it on the front.
And Joe Bannister was, you know, he's become a dear friend, and it was one of those things I'll never forget. I picked up the phone one day, and this guy said, "Hi, my name's Joe Bannister, and I'm a criminal investigator for the IRS." And I said, "Okay, well, what can I do for you?" So then he told me, you know, that he had ordered my booklets and read them, and he wanted to talk to me, so we set up a meeting in San Jose, California. I drove 3 hours to meet him and his attorney, and I said, "Do you have some kind of proof of who you are?" Because I didn't know him from Adam. So he, right there in the pizza parlor, he takes his gun out and he puts it on the table along with his badge. It was very funny, actually. But he is just one of the nicest, most sincere, genuine people you've ever met in your life. And I was at the his trial there in Sacramento, because my husband and I lived there at the time.
Yeah, tell folks about that. I mean, that's how criminal this government is he goes public about this and they cook up charges on him, and then he's found not guilty.
Well, one thing I always try to, you know, encourage people to do, especially retirees, get down to these courthouses and attend these trials and see how very serious this is. You know, the courtroom was packed every single day for Joseph's trial, and the jury selection and the whole, this is as serious as it gets. And, you know, he had the best legal minds you could have, Jeff Dickstein and Bob Bernhardt and Bernhoff. Watching the jury, it's hard when you're sitting there watching these people, because the very jurors that I thought were going to vote against him came out after the acquittal and said that they were mad that the government even brought charges against Joe, because they said there was no case and the government knew it, that they felt that this was nothing but harassment.
And they just claimed he was a criminal for going around telling people it was a fraud.
Oh, sure.
I mean, how is that? Again, folks, they're trying to ban free speech because they can't win against us. Even though they've got all the money, we've got the truth.
And they play so dirty, because right now he's about to lose his CPA license. The state of California, working, you know, in bed with the horrors at the federal government, now the state is within a breath of taking away his CPA license, the very tool that he uses to feed his wife and his two boys. These people are just so rancid and so toxic and so putrid. I don't know how they look themselves in the mirror every day knowing what they do for their paycheck. They literally whore their convictions away.
They're a bunch of self-centered. They're a bunch of self-centered trash.
Yeah, well, those are the polite words we can use. But I've known Joseph since 1999. I know, and he has a wonderful family. One of his brothers is a police officer. One is a firefighter. And believe me, they were all there in support of Joe. And these two putrid U.S. attorneys, And then they put these special agents, you know, treasury agents up on the stand. Joe used to be one of their own, one of their valued employees, you know, one of their, you know, ones that they decorate and promote and everything. And they treated him like he was dirt simply because he's a man of moral conviction and he threw away an $80,000 a year paycheck.
Look, he found out that private banks hijacked the country. It's an absolute documented fact. And then we're totally owned. I mean, it's real simple.
And this is the way that I have found. Oh, we got to go to a break.
Yeah, stay there. And then let's get into Trans Texas Corridor, North American Union, what you thought of the rally, talk about some of your books and stuff you're putting out, great materials. D.V. Kidd, great to have her on. We'll be having her on a routine basis. And she's now a fellow Texan. She's evacuated California, now gone beneath the waves. and she's evacuated to the Republic of Texas. We'll be right back.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Governments, elites through history, the Byzantines, the Romans, did a lot. I mean, they glorify the Greeks. This new movie, 300, is total propaganda. It's actually the Spartans kept the Hellens as their slaves, and they had their young men do ritual sacrifices of the Hellens, who were their slaves. The Spartans were the scum of Greece, not by the time the mainstream media and the culture is done with it. In this new film, I was reading a synopsis. It is the I just wanted to make this point. It is the Persians that are all homosexuals and the Spartans are against it. It's the complete opposite of reality. My point is government's bad. Government's dangerous. It does bad things. And things are just getting more and more serious. DV Kid, what are we going to do about government and the private corporations that own and run it?
Well, the American people have to withdraw their support. That's number one. And I've been on this issue since 1994 when NAFTA was unconstitutionally ratified by a counterfeit Senate. The American people have the ability to use their financial resources to at least, you know, slow down the process. These big multinational corporations that have dumped on the American worker don't deserve your support. And on my website, dv.com, I have a whole section on Made in America. And the more we buy from these companies that manufacture thousands of products, the more American workers they will hire and expand. And some of these companies I know that went south of the border, and even the big banking houses now have pulled back some of their outsourcing to countries like the Philippines because people like me will not speak to these 800 operators in New Delhi. So, you know, I can actually, and I don't watch commercials on the boob tube, but I did catch just one last night. It was something called the walk-in tub, and very prominently featured in this TV commercial on Fox News was Made in the USA. Now, I thought that was very significant.
Well, there are websites, too, that tell you where there's stuff made in America, but what we couldn't find was coffee cups made in America. For about 2 years, I wanted to have InfoWars coffee cups, and we just can't sell them because I can't find it made in America. And then a few times we've had American distributors that we had making T-shirts go out of business, and then for a few months we've got to have Made in Honduras because we were having trouble finding them. I mean, it's just, but
it's hard because I had T-shirts say no to democracy, and I used a wonderful organization up in Pennsylvania. They're 100% made in the United States. There's another company called Athletic Apparel. We just listed them, and I bought a bunch of T-shirts.
I've used them, yeah.
Yeah, they're out of Pennsylvania also. 100% all of the fabric, all of the assembly, everything is done in the United States by American workers. So that's one of the things that the American people can do. The second thing they can do is if you own stock in these companies that are selling out the United States or are profiting from the slaughter.
Dump the stock to get your money out and then badmouth it.
Yes, get out. Like I said in my column today about Merck. You know, if you own stock in this company, it's time to make your voice heard.
And by the way, a lot of you own mutual funds and you don't even really know what you have. Go to the trouble. You know, dump it. Don't be greedy. I mean, I guarantee you, if I owned any of these stocks, I'd dump them.
Why do you keep, I just ask Americans, especially when I make speeches, why do you keep funding your enemy? You know, you're going to end up, you're actually funding your own destruction. And if money means that much to you, then find a way to invest it in a company or an organization that is honorable and does the right thing, and not a company like Merck or Monsanto. These companies are evil. And that's not to say that, you know, there aren't pharmaceutical products out there that are very beneficial, but what Merck's doing with this Gardasil is purely evil. So quit funding your enemy out there. And, of course, the other thing is activism. When I was standing in front of the Capitol on March the 2nd, and I heard you before I ever saw you, and I thought, boy, that sounds just like Alex Jones. I looked down the street, and I saw the cops and all the flags, and I finally was able to see you long distance, you know, with the bullhorn, and I thought, this is just like, you know, Moses parting the Red Sea. Here he comes. It was great. I had such a wonderful time. Yeah, I've been to so many of these in the last 17 years. And Alex, so many of them are terribly disappointing. I drove from Sacramento down to L.A. last March of 2006 for a Contrail rally. And 20, maybe 30 people showed up all day. But just a few days later, 500,000 illegals were standing right where we were. It was very sad.
But DV, even if it was just one person out there, you know, it's still in the right, so that's what counts. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com or call 850-723-8599.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. And the eyes in his head see the world.
Life is not about being a self-centered little greedy government bureaucrat or some propagandist. It's about reaching out to others, having love, having adversity, building things, having integrity. And by standing up for others and by laying down your life, if need be, for others, you are truly empowered. That actually helps you. And when you live in a society where people care about each other, you have dynamic, exciting, fun-filled, incredible societies. When you have what we have today, you have everything in crisis and unraveling and falling apart. And the existentialists, the propagandists, you know, they all told, they basically hijacked the whole liberal movement in the 60s with CIA technicians. It's all admitted. It's even in a BBC documentary. I couldn't believe they admitted it. I mean, I already knew it, but there it was admitted. And they took total control of it and said, oh, be self-centered. And now that's really do as thou wilt, Aleister Crowley bull. And, of course, the Aleister Crowleys of the world end up being totally unhappy people. The coming battle by Paul Walter and Lorraine Walter. Well, it was forwarded by them. It was written back in 1898, getting into the Federal Reserve, how they plan to take over. You need to get this book from our online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com. The Terror Conspiracy by Jim Mars, Deception, 9/11, and the Loss of Liberty. Really an excellent 9/11 book we're carrying there at a high discount on the bookstore. Powder Burns, that is out of print. We have a couple hundred of these left, and it's gone. Cocaine, Contras, and the Drug War, Powder Burns. I bought a whole bunch of these a few years ago. There's just a couple hundred left. And this is Sully Castillo III, amazing book by a top-level DEA agent who saw government drug dealing. Mind Control, A Brave New World, or Enhancing Human Performance. This is by Dr. Nick Begich, amazing film. And there's an accompanying book, Controlling the Human Mind, The Technologies of Political Control, or Tools for Peak Performance. And then, of course, there's The Medusa File by Colonel Craig Roberts, good friend of mine and just amazing author. We carry his book, The Medusa File. Right now, I just want to remind you that I've made 15 films. They're available at InfoWars.com, or you can call toll-free to get them, 1-888-253-3139, or you can write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. All 15 of my films, hundreds of weekly TV reports, in-studio video reports, special reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, is now out of print. It's all available, print-off copies, put them on disc, make copies of the films to disc in super high quality. It's a great activist tool, a factory of resistance, PrisonPlanet.tv. Going back to DV Kid, DV, I want to get into tracking and tracing and control and the overall grid and where you see things going. But before we do that, tell folks about some of the things you've put out, some of the websites you write for.
I write for News with Views now. I used to write for both WorldNet Daily and News with Views, but I have too many things and I just couldn't keep up. So I write for News with Views. My two booklets, I retired them after putting out 2 million of them because my printer finally retired. So I retired my booklets and basically write and do radio shows and try to get people to understand the bigger picture. You know, i.e., one example is, why do you think that the people have been pushed off the land and into these big, huge inner cities that cannot support this kind of, they don't have the infrastructure to support the population? Well, the answer is very simple. You run the people off the land, you destroy the agricultural, manufacturing, and industrial, which are the three top job sectors that made this country wealthy and self-sufficient. You stick them and run them into areas like Los Angeles and San Francisco and Dallas and Austin and these big, huge cities. And then you control all of the flow of information by buying up and owning all the mainstream and now cable media so that they, you know, only get what the bad guys want them to get. And then you keep them busy working 2 to 3 jobs trying to keep their head above water because you're crushing them in these progressive heavy taxation.
Not enough jobs. There's high taxes in the city, and it's more expensive with real estate.
More expensive, and of course, you know, then you brainwash the children in these I call them government indoctrination centers. They're not really schools anymore. They're centers for indoctrinating your children.
And by the way, you're not just saying that. They really are.
That's exactly what they are. And the sad thing is, parents scream and yell about, there's not enough money for education. That is such BS. If these parents, and I know that they're tired, you know, when you live in these big, huge inner cities, you live in Austin. The traffic alone is enough to make anybody tired. You've got parents getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, trying to get the kids off to daycare, to school, throw them to strangers.
And they've
got to
have the signets and the baubles, the goodies, to communicate with each other, or their neighbors will think nothing. No, folks, you need to simplify, and I don't care. If dad's got to work 4 jobs so mom can stay home or whatever, vice versa, somebody needs to be with those children at least till they're 10, or they're not going to be your children. They're going to be Nike and Viacom's children.
And, you know, and because the mothers in the workplace, and because the both mother and father, especially, like I said, into these huge metropolitan areas where they spend between 1 and 3 hours a day just commuting, when they come home from work, they throw garbage on the table. They're too tired to go to the school board meetings, so they can raise hell about
this. And now they know the parents are getting really selfish. They want to go to the gym. They want to go to the bar. The schools are saying, we'll keep them with after school till 8 o'clock at night.
Oh, it's tragic what's going on. But I travel all over the United States, and I end up in these cities and hotels, and I turn on, you know, the cable, and I see the city council meeting, 7 o'clock at night. There's three people there, three people who care enough about what these cretins and craven poltroons are doing behind their back. Where is the rest of the people? They either don't know, or they're too tired when they come home from the rat race at night.
You know, that's a good word, craven, and the definition of craven, I looked that up a few years ago, but just willfully and lustfully abusing and doing evil and just reveling in evil, I believe is one of the main definitions for that. What's your definition for craven?
That's it, and poltroons means, you know, absolutely the most corrupt scoundrel that you can, you know, define. And that's all these people are. You know, they live in their little petty fiefdoms, whether it's city council or mayor.
And they love it. And again, I'm not knocking things, but the way they revel in their clothes and revel in their vehicles and get off on the power, and they just love it. Whereas, I mean, I've got a lot of responsibilities and a little bit of power. I have to do it, but it is a burden. They just revel in power.
Oh, they do. And when I lived up in Northern California and when I ran for Congress up there, I attended these county board of supervisors meetings, and I'm a people watcher. And I watch these people, especially the women, you know, they sit there with their fingernails painted and their hair all sprayed up, and they don't know a damn thing about the Constitution.
Well, but I mean, what I don't get is they're like living in their own head. You can see them smiling and like getting off themselves to who they are.
Until the people get mad enough and recall them. And when I ran for Congress, right after the election, the people were so mad in Tehama County, they threw three of their county board of supervisors out of their jobs. They recalled the sheriff and the superior court judge all in one fell swoop.
Good job. You know, speaking of schools, I want to play this clip. This is out of the east, but I've got another report here out of Arkansas, one out of Austin, all over the country. Well, here's the headline. Arkansas, new safety scanner for schools. Bryan Elementary Schools, the first school in the county to use the new state-of-the-art technology, and it's a federal grant, aimed at keeping kids safe. That's what they say it is, so it is. That's thanks to a grant from the Department of Justice. The new Raptor scanner is in place starting Monday. The Raptor scans the IDs of everyone who tries to pick up a child from the school and is in sync with local police departments. Well, what if you live by the school and you don't drive? Yeah, you know, well, what if you don't want to show your ID to get your child? It's a prison, barbed wire fence. They search the kids every day. They do this out there at the so-called independent school district there in Westlake, outside Austin. I want to play this newscast. It's about 3 minutes long, DV Kid, and get your take on it. And again, folks, this has nothing to do with stopping pedophiles or child kidnappers or any of this or drug dealers. Statistically, there are going to be more pedophiles and child abusers in the school running it, principals and teachers. I'm not saying all of them. I'm saying statistically, many times more likely. And again, this is about the state letting you know they're the boss and training you to show your ID to do anything. Here's the clip.
Bryant Elementary becomes the first school in the country to use new state-of-the-art technology aimed at keeping children safe. Thanks to a grant from the Department of Justice, the new Raptor scanner is in place, and it started today. The Raptor scans the IDs of everyone who tries to pick up a child from the school, and it's in sync with local police departments. Fox 16's Jennifer Akers has more on this new technology.
It'd probably be my worst nightmare, you know, is I get a call from the school saying, you know, someone's took your child. That would probably be the worst thing to happen.
Legina Holt is, like many parents, worried that a break in the security system at her child's school could mean that a stranger, a sexual predator, or even a dangerous family member could walk off with her child. And that's why administrators lobbied for a $1,500 grant from the U.S. Department of Justice. They got it, and today at Bryant Elementary, the Raptor, is making sure students don't go home with anyone they're not supposed to.
When parents come to Bryan Elementary to pick up their kids, the first thing they do is report to the office. Then they have to hand over their driver's license. It's then scanned into the National Database for Sexual Predators. The whole process takes about 15 seconds.
Bryant Elementary Assistant Principal Mark Scarlett says the process is easy on them and on you.
You hit scan. Eventually the scanning process begins. Your driver's license is going through the Raptor technology, and then your picture's going to come up, and it sends your name through the national database.
And then, if you get the all clear, the Raptor prints out a visitor label that must be worn.
And the moment that it comes up here, it comes up to the Bryant Police Department, the Little Rock Police Department. It lets everybody know.
Scarlett says the Raptor lets everyone know within a few seconds if the person trying to take your child is a convicted sex offender, not authorized to pick up your child, or has a background that might compromise the safety of the campus.
It keeps up with attendance. It keeps up with tardies. There's a lot of other uses this thing has, but the main use is it's able to protect our students. And, of course, protecting our students, you know, when parents send them here, that's one of the first things they want us to be able to do is make sure their kids are safe.
Magina says the Raptor helps her breathe a little easier.
Well, that's one thing, less thing I have to worry about. You know, is anybody coming up here and doing anything?
Let's stop right there. Now, we have another piece. It's from Ohio. I guess the piece we sent up there was one from Arkansas. No, I just told my guys, send that clip, and I guess they sent another one. But that one's even worse. I hadn't heard that one or seen it. Now, let's stop right there. That's a point I forgot to tell you. This is a criminal database hooked in to the federal and local police departments, and you heard the tardies. And the absences are kept on your child's file, and not just if you're a sexual predator. Oh, now everybody at the school knows Dad, when he was 18, when a dumb teenager got talked into breaking into that house, and he's got a conviction for burglary. Well, now everybody's going to know it. And see, the policy is maybe Dad can't pick you up. You see how that, you hear the guy with that little effeminate hick voice, did you get your skin? Yeah, I just hate those people. Just, oh, absolute trash. And this is how they do it. Let me tell you something. Statistically, it's the teachers and the principals, but then it gets even worse with the truancy officers, number one group, highest group statistically of pedophiles. The CPS workers right up there with them. Again, the highest, most dense area. Per capita. And now they're going to know everything about your child. Most schools are now thumb scanning to get school lunches. No cash allowed. They've got a record of that. You've got to show your ID to get your children. And you notice he said tardies. All over the country under federal grants, they've taught them that three tardies means an absence. Then they start criminal proceedings when one absence isn't even criminal under every state I know of. Truancy laws, but it doesn't matter. It's color of law. Parents still sign their kids over onto probation every day in Austin. Every day. They have little jails they've built on with judges in portable buildings. It's been on the news. In fact, we've aired those newscasts here. And they get them into the system right there. Okay? And there's no law, but see, it's contract, so the parents don't know. And Judge Jean Muir, for the news cameras, went down and did it herself. She's got a huge complex. They're adding on to it. This butch haircut, you know, the type. She's sitting there. And Judge Jean Muir just screams at the parents saying, sign it! Sign the document! It's about getting your kids into the system so later they can really get into the system and get raped in the prison. So again, it's about killing you, hurting you, getting you into the system, ruining you by a criminal system. You got a bunch of good old boys and well-meaning idiots. It's for our children's safety. Bull. 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 Just like you arrested one of my employees out front of the office last night for having an expired license, and the cops admitted that they're told not to arrest illegals for having no license. Two cops admitted it. It's a bunch of baloney. I'm sorry, DV, I'm ranting. Do you have any comments?
My comment about that tape is that, first of all, the federal government has no authority to give grants to school districts for any type of money like that. There's nothing in Article 1, Section 8 that allows for the stealing from the public treasury for this type of so-called grant.
You know, I guarantee you there are hundreds of parents listening in Austin in the couple schools, like out at Westlake, where they do this. They need to get down there. They need to expose the fact that this goes into a criminal database and is meant to have the police department watching your kid. That's what it's about. It's about clients that they're going to get into their system so these fat hogs can have more payments.
And it's also about conditioning the American people and children at the earliest age to accept totalitarian government.
That's right. Mommy and daddy got a show ID to get you from the stockade.
And parent, if the American people have, and I hate to paint everybody with a broad brush, but they've literally...
They're degenerate scum.
They're cowards and sissies. They're afraid of their own
cowardly
shadow.
Filth, yes.
You know, I'm a parent, and, you know, I every time one of these Jessica Lunsfords or this other little boy who's just found out, it makes me sick. But what they're doing has nothing to do with keeping your children safe.
Look, child kidnapping's gone way down in the last 20 years. They hype it to scare everybody, and then meanwhile, DynCorp's loading jets with little kids every day.
I know. Well, educating and exposing all of this is the best thing that we can do. And as far as the videos that you have, Terror Storm, I always tell people, you know, there's so many Americans out there who I believe are afraid of the truth. They know something's wrong, but they don't want to confront it. And so this is the advice I give. Give the video, the DVD, to somebody. Ask them to watch it and ask them for their opinion. People love to have, you know, somebody say, gee, I value your opinion. That way they'll watch it instead of just saying, here, you need to watch this, you know, blah, blah, blah. Just say, gee, Joe, can you watch this and give me your opinion about it?
It's a good angle, DV. Stay there. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is not America, little piece of me.
little piece of you, we die for the system.
Evening, kid. 5 minutes to the next hour, if we can. And then we've got senior editor of the Village Voice, Wayne Bryant, popping in for about 20 minutes to give us his detailed analysis and past articles he's overseen and written about the criminal Rudolph Giuliani. But Mike works there in the office, and they just moved over to Westlake, and he just discovered all this. He's been talking about it. He's real mad about it. He has his badge, and I don't know what Mike's going to do, but I drug Mike in here because they're under this Raptor system. And Mike's worked as a paramedic and done a lot of other stuff in the government. He knows it is illegal. They have the school secretary over there at the high school running plates off cameras just randomly. It's just all part of the police state. And he sat there in the office before there, you know, to pick up his son if he's sick. And he just sat there for about 20 minutes, he said, and was watching this. Well, I'm saying what you saw. You can just tell folks. But you said, yeah, it's right up to Travis County. This is why it's illegal. Without opening a criminal file, violating your privacy, they're taking all data on your children and putting it on a government, federally controlled database. It's illegal. You need to sue them, Mike. In fact, would you? Maybe we can support you in a lawsuit. Would you like to sue them? I'm serious. Let's sue them. Let's stop the Raptor system.
And that's definitely something I've thought about before. That school.
It's a prison.
It's very interesting. The Raptor system, they didn't tell us, you know, when they first scan our driver's license, their reasoning is so we can make you a little ID to put on so you're a visitor in the building.
Oh, all these slave grids are just, oh, they don't tell you if you're lined up, yeah.
And they, you know, don't tell you they're doing anything with your driver's license other than scanning it for the picture so that they can put it on there and get your information, your address and everything off it. Then they give you a nice little label to wear as you walk through the school and says you're a visitor.
And then they'll say, we're just trying to keep the kids safe. Baloney. They're getting them into the criminal justice system.
But this particular school district, the school is divided into four different buildings, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th. But you have to do that process with each building. It's not just one to go, but you have to do it with each different building. So it's obviously it's not an integrated system. To allow you just a visitor badge.
Now,
checking you each time you
now,
go to each building.
You worked in EMS, so you've seen the procedures. You know what goes on. Tell folks what you saw that time you were sitting in the office.
Well, I noticed their security officer, which is obviously a school employee, was having their office secretary run license plates for illegally parked cars, which when I started looking at what she's doing, I see that she's connected to a Travis County sheriff's system. Which my knowledge is you're only supposed to be a law enforcement agency to be able to access that.
Your knowledge is right. And even if you're a cop, you better be in a specific thing that you're looking for. You can't just go around in there for fun.
Run a plate just for, you can't just run it to run it. I mean, you have to have a specific reason, but I noticed they're
running. Mike, I think you ought to sue them. And they've only put this in 40 or 50 schools we know of. And again, I mean, I can't sue everybody. I mean, but, I mean, it's one of the few. DV Kid, what do you think about this?
The age group of this school.
Your son's a freshman in
high school. Yeah,
a freshman in high school.
Oh yeah.
And the school's afraid that the freshman in high school is going to allow a child predator to come and pick them up. They don't even know what their parents look like.
Well, look, we know what this is for, and you said it, Evie, last segment. It's to train everybody to see the parents showing the ID. You show the ID. You're prisoners.
What a joke!
I mean, when I was a freshman, we could do whatever we wanted to.
I thought you were talking about 5-year-old kids. This is absurd. These are high school kids.
Oh, these are high school kids.
Oh, my God.
Very
well, you have to fight it or it'll just spread like cancer.
Mike, I guarantee you what they're doing is illegal. But see, that's how it works. They're all allowed to break the law. It's like the illegal aliens. The cops last night said, yeah, we arrest citizens. We were not to arrest illegal aliens for no ID. And they just said, we're fired if we do. And they said, we don't like it either. I mean, it's just the end of the criminals run everything, folks. We'll be DV Kid, 1 minute break. Stay with us.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll free 877-300-7645.